In today's episode, Courtney asks, how can you use YouTube for organic marketing? Here's the thing that a lot of marketers get wrong about YouTube. They think of YouTube as a video platform. Now, it is a video platform. You load videos like this one to YouTube, but functionally, the way consumers use YouTube and the way consumers use YouTube for business purposes is that it is a search engine. It's not a social network. It's not a video platform. It is a search engine. People search on YouTube for stuff. They specifically search, in a lot of cases, for how. How do I, if you are doing, and if you're in a business where there's any kind of question about how do I do something, like this video, your YouTube videos should be providing that those answers. How do I change a kitchen faucet? How do I grow a more organic garden? How do I qualify leads better? How do I fill out an RFP in the most efficient way? YouTube is a search engine. So, because it's a search engine, treat it like a search engine and approach it with a search strategy in mind, which means a whole bunch of things. Number one, have you done your research for what people search for on YouTube? There are ways to get at this data. The easiest one is go to Google Trends, and under the network where you see content types, there's web, mobile, and then there's YouTube. YouTube is right in there, so you can see what people are searching for on YouTube and compare trends to see what people want. There are also, I believe, in most of the SEO tools, the professional SEO tools, video searches. That's a gold mine. That tells you exactly what to create videos about because, well, people want to know, people are asking YouTube for answers to their questions. When it comes to creating video for YouTube, aim for above the 5-minute mark. Now, it doesn't have to be a 60-minute or a 90-minute movie. A cinematic film, but it does need to be longer than 5 minutes. Search Engine Land in January of 2018 showed that there was a substantial increase in the likelihood your video would be favored by YouTube's algorithm if it was longer than 5 minutes because, well, ads. YouTube wants to show ads, and in a 5-minute video, it can show pre-roll, it can probably show post-roll, and it can show at least one interstitial in the video. I personally like to try and aim for around the 8-minute mark, and I try not to go over the 10-minute mark, and the reason for that is I like to cross-post the video to LinkedIn, and LinkedIn doesn't allow you to do more than a 10-minute video, but if you've got a topic that you need to explore in depth, go as long as you want, but try to keep it at least to the 5-minute mark. When you're creating the content for YouTube, if you've done your keyword research and your question research, and you've got the video itself, follow basic video SEO rules. So on YouTube, what are the things that you can customize? You can customize the title, you can customize the description underneath the video, and you can customize the tags that it's tagged with. And you can also, if you don't like YouTube's automated transcription, you can provide your own transcript for subtitles. The title is important. If you've done your keyword research, you know exactly what to put in the title because it should be the keywords plus the logical extensions around them. So, say, how to brew espresso, right? How to brew espresso and then some kind of benefit. How to brew espresso in 5 minutes or whatever the case is. That's your title. Your description contains what the video is about. And you can, it's not limited to 140 characters. You can put in a substantial amount of text. So you could put in the transcript, you could put in a summary, you can put in links, you can put in all sorts of contact information, so that can go in the description. Make sure your keywords are in there too, because you want to make sure that that is in the description of the video. And then the tags are sort of the root keyword topics. So if your video is about making espresso, then obviously espresso would be one of the keywords that goes in the tagging section. You have the ability to upload custom still images, and a number of folks say that you should do that, just so that it shows an appropriate image rather than YouTube's just randomly selecting a freeze frame and having an awkward preview photo, like you staring with your eyes closed at something. And then make sure when you're uploading the video that there's three tabs. There's the basics, there is the advanced, which is where you upload your transcripts and your translations. And this is that third tab, which is all your metadata. Make sure your metadata is configured. Things like the date, the captioning, any paid promotion disclosure, all that stuff needs to be in there because, again, as with regular Google, the more data you provide to help YouTube, which is Google, understand what the video is about and why it should be shown to certain people by its algorithm, the better your video will do. So make sure you do that. And finally, when you're talking about using YouTube for organic marketing, you'd better have some calls to action in the video. Every video of mine ends with a call to action telling people what to do. And some folks go so far as to just like hit you right on the nose and say like, hey, down here is the subscribe button. Hit the red subscribe button, then hit the little bell button to make sure that you get notified every time a new video is posted. The reason for this is that, again, in Search Engine Land's article, I think it was Search Engine Land, it might have been Search Engine Watch, one of the algorithm's key metrics is how many subscribers did this video generate? And the more subscribers that this video generates, the more important this video must be because people took an action, a tangible action. So make sure you have an on-network call to action, but then also have off-network calls to action. Again, I end everyone saying, please subscribe to my newsletter. The reason for this is that if you're using this for marketing, at some point somebody has to do something. You never want to solely build on rented land. And so if you're building your YouTube following and it's a huge YouTube following, awesome. But if YouTube goes away, if YouTube changes its rules on you, which we know search engines do, you don't want to be held hostage to just that platform. So make sure there's an off-network call to action as well. I have a full 30-minute video SEO class, free, completely free, available on the Trust Insights website. So I'll put a link in the description for the video so that you can go ahead and get that. And they'll be in the blog post as well that goes with this. So make sure that if you're interested in optimizing your videos more, it's a good way to get going. But that's how you use YouTube for organic marketing. Create stuff people want. Remember, it has to follow the 3E rule. Same as all your other content marketing. It has to either educate, entertain, or engage, which is a way of saying it has to cause an emotional reaction of some kind to videos videos make people happy or afraid or angry or any kind of strong emotional response are always going to do better than a video that is just purely promotional, just the same as all of the content marketing. So make sure that your video ultimately meets those criteria. Great question, Courtney. Please leave any additional questions or follow-ups in the comments box below. Leave a comment. And of course, subscribe to the newsletter and the YouTube channel. Hit the red button on YouTube, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Want help solving your company's data analytics and digital marketing problems? Visit trustinsights.ai today and let us know how we can help you.